The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service by the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. Now, here's today's show.
Hey, welcome, nonprofit community, and it is a great day, especially when you hear who I have on my show today. I'm so excited. She's the love of this community. Great work, great gal. Thank you, Spirit of Giving Network, for giving me this opportunity today to highlight one of my very special friends with an amazing nonprofit, which we're going to hear about just in one moment. But again, thanks, nonprofit community. Take a listen. Write this down, get all the information you possibly can with our little interview this afternoon, because you're going to love to hear from Laura Reese of Kindness Matters. And it really does, especially now. I got to grab her in between many Zoom meetings and her busy day. She's been busier than ever out there spreading the mission of Kindness Matters. So Laura, thanks for stepping on board here this afternoon, and we're doing it. Talk about social distancing. I can't even see you. You're so far away.
I know. This is a whole new way to communicate, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't even know I could do this. And AJ is like, yeah, you can talk to her on the phone. I'm like, well, let's do it.
Yeah.
So thanks.
And it's good to hear your voice. And thank you so much for inviting me on the show and giving me this opportunity to share all of the important work that Kindness Matters 365 is doing right now. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I did see you on way before, but this was even in our thoughts, the first day of the new year. We went, down to the yoga, the big yoga event.
Oh, yes,
with Leslie.
Something big.
Yeah.
Leslie Glickman, something big.
And I saw you up there. I'm like, Laura, my girl.
Oh, what a great day. Yeah, thank you. You know, Leslie Glickman is such an amazing, powerful woman in
Love
our community,
her.
Right? And she gives back in so many ways.
So
and when
many.
She invited us to be the shine of light, to highlight the work that we're doing and to celebrate Kindness Matters at something big, what an honor. And what a perfect day to unite with another organization doing good in the world.
Yeah. I mean, two of our great, great organizations in Boca. I mean, I've got goosebumps here on my arms, if you could see. Thinking about the two of you and all that you do. And you know what's so interesting is Kindness Matters and Leslie's yoga journey really started with a small seed, a thought, a passion, something that clinked in you and you couldn't let it go.
Yes.
So you started this and look where you are today.
Right, some of the greatest, most important and valuable projects start from just a thought, just a really good idea, and then miracles happen.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell us about this is the miracle of Kindness Matters 365.
Yes, the miracle of Kindness Matters 365. I love that, Kara. I love that.
That's you.
Yeah, thank you. So, well, really, you know, I'll tell you, it did start with me, but there are many of us now.
There are
hundreds of us. There are thousands of us across the country. So just to give you a little overview, in 2008, my oldest daughter was in elementary school, and I asked the school if I could start a free after-school program where I talk to the kids about my secret special formula is gratitude, compassion, and kindness. And I feel that if we really understood the importance of being grateful for who we are, compassion and mindfulness for other people, and kindness and giving back in any way that we could, it's just the perfect recipe for success. And our local elementary school right here at Sunrise Park Elementary said they love the idea, ran the program for about 5 years, and literally really got to see transformation of not only the participants, but the teachers and the administrators and all of the families. And the programs were really, it was an opportunity for different foundations and organizations to come to talk to the kids about what they do, why they do it, how they serve, how they give back, and to really start to have the kids think about how can they give back now? The beautiful part of the programs were they were service learning based. So every single time the children got together for our Kindness Matters 365 meeting, they got to hear from a local organization giving back, and they got to do some kind of age-appropriate hands-on project to give back to that community. And wow, what a way to give a child a sense of gratitude and really be aware of how good it feels to give back. So a really quick example of a Kindness Matters 365 meeting would be the Humane Society. The Humane Society was going to come to speak to the children in October. The month of September, they did a school-wide drive collecting all of the things that the Humane Society needs. And then the Humane Society would come in and talk about the importance of adopting and no-kill shelter and taking care of our animals and all of that. And then the kids, age-appropriate, would either do maybe adopt-me bandanas or adopt-me signs, or they would, the older kids like to do pull toys for the animals. So every single time, the Kindness program presented some kind of an organization to inspire the children to start thinking about how they can give back, actually have a project so that the kids can give back, and collected donations to give back to that charity speaking. So it really win-win for everybody. The kids loved it, the families loved it, the organization speaking loved it, and the kids really started to get a sense of what it feels like to give back. We also talked about kindness in homes and making your bed and being nice to your siblings. About 5 years of running these programs in one local elementary school, I just had so many parents and families and other schools that wanted me to bring this program to their schools. So I created a training and had started inviting people into my living room and started training everybody about how to bring this program to their school from the beginning to the end, from enrolling your school to vetting speakers to speaking to the children, all of that. And before I knew it, there were 5, 10, 15, 20 new Kindness Matters programs in our state, and then we had out-of-state interest. So I'm going to fast forward to date. Wow. We have over 500 trained ambassadors with over 100 programs in 12 states, and we're growing very quickly. So I should pause. Yeah. I should pause for a moment, right? Because I could just keep going, Kara.
Well, see, now that speaks to my really true decision about nonprofits. Mm. It's people that, like we said, have an idea, a passion, an animal, elderly, whatever. Mm-hmm. Is of their interest, and not only being interested in it, but taking that next step.
Yes.
And doing what you did and say, well, maybe I could do that. And the great thing is now sitting here, however many years later, you can look back and say, gosh, I'm so glad I did that. And look what I did. And I being, like you said, so many others along with you, and where you're going now, because it really has mattered.
Yes, and it has really. I've had the privilege and honor to see the transformation of so many children and adults. I mean, the stories, I can write an entire book on just the transformation of these children who are in these programs. It really gives them a platform to be awesome. It gives them a education about how to be kind and how to give back. Over the last few years, a lot of the teachers and educators were letting me know that the kids in these programs are now really getting the grasp of how important it is to be kind to themselves first. We had this whole conversation about kindness to yourself first and how to achieve that, and then giving back. A lot of the participants were telling me that they love these programs, and they want to be in them every day, every week, and for hours. But then they were going back into their classrooms and back into their homes, and there was a disconnect between the people who weren't in the programs, their teachers, their parents. So we as an organization decided, oh my goodness, we have to give this to the teachers. We have to give this to the parents. This conversation is for everyone, all ages, all color, all religion, all socioeconomic background, all everything. So we also, around that same time, several people started telling me that I was teaching social-emotional learning. And I did not know at the time what social-emotional learning meant, but basically my gratitude, compassion, kindness formula is self-awareness and self-regulation, which is social-emotional learning. To be able to teach a human being social-emotional learning or self-awareness and self-regulation is one of the most powerful gifts you can give anybody, because it really is about understanding the information coming into the brain, processing it, and powerfully responding. And it takes mindfulness and awareness, but it changes the whole, your entire life, your entire experience about reacting or responding to different situations. It takes the possible negative reaction and gives you a tool and awareness and the power to turn it into a positive reaction or a positive experience. And so we are now providing trainings for individuals to bring this Kindness Matters 365 program as an after-school club or part of the curriculum in our schools. So 2 years ago, the state of Florida gave us a grant and said, get as much of that Kindness Matters programming in your schools as possible. And we trained two entire schools, all of the teachers and staff, to bring this kindness programming directly into the classrooms as part of their curriculum, which really, Kara, ultimately my goal is to have this programming in every school in the world for all children on the planet. How great would that be?
Oh, gosh, Laura. Are you talking about, for example, a child, teaching a child about a situation maybe that they run into in class, how to respond to that differently?
Yes.
Is what
yes.
I'm hearing you saying. Like, you have choices in your life, and which road are you going to take? But with some guidance or the training that you're giving them, their life road will be better because they know how to cope. And I see this in my son's age. He's much older. I have an adult son. But the inability to cope, and we need it so much right now. This is tough, what we're going through. This is not easy for anyone. This is put on your army boots and get tough, what we're living through now. And if you don't know how to cope, and you, these are the most difficult times and the best of times.
Yeah.
And it's important to know how to take those valleys and difficulties that are always going to happen. Always.
Yes.
Because life is not a straight line. And you're teaching them how to cope and how to answer the negative things that come their way in a different way.
Yes. Absolutely. And it is, I'm seeing now more than ever the importance of it, not only because of we're all quarantined and really, really need this conversation more than ever. So when we were all put into quarantine, we as a team, so there are five of us who are working diligently to we've recreated our programming to be presented online now. So because our children, there are, you know, thousands of children who are no longer in school, in buildings, and they cannot have our Kindness Matters programming because the clubs are no longer in session and there's no one in the buildings. So because our children are now learning remotely online, and kudos to our teachers, I just have to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I have so many friends who are teachers, and I've really gotten to experience what they've gone through, and these teachers are our heroes. They haven't missed a beat, and they are still providing content and education to these children online. It is amazing. So working with the teachers and really hearing what they need to support them, we are now providing our Kindness Matters programming online, Facebook Live, 365 page, every Wednesday at 3 o'clock. And it is just packed with project ideas and videos and capturing kindness and experts talking about our topic of the week. It is just kindness jam-packed with information every Wednesday, on Facebook Live, Kindness Matters 365 page, and I feel so grateful because Kindness Matters 365 is is busier than ever. We are programming, curriculum development, lesson plans. We have not stopped. And I'm so grateful for the men and women who stand by me, not only to cheer me on and remind me of how important this work is, but I could not do what I do and what I have accomplished over the years without these amazing men and women on our team working together to provide this for the world, for everyone in the world. It's been a really beautiful experience.
Well, everybody wants to join you in this mission, Laura, and really, right, you couldn't do this without them. And mm-hmm. now they have also this great purpose that you've provided, and mm-hmm. and they're growing, and the whole thing is growing. Is there anything that you wanted to say to the audience about what we could do to support you and the teachers at this time that we could be doing to help them? You know, just, you know much better. I'm just wondering what we can do.
Thank you. So there are a couple things. Always becoming an ambassador is one of the greatest gifts I think we as an organization can ever provide for anybody. So becoming an ambassador is really easy. Our website is kindnessmatters365.org. You hit the Become an Ambassador button, and you will receive emails and guidance and ambassador support. But becoming an ambassador and providing this programming for children is the first and most important thing, the biggest ask that we have.
And what does that mean? What does it mean to be what does it involve to be an ambassador?
So to become an ambassador, everything, all of the training is online, so it's very easy, very accessible. So becoming an ambassador, you'll go through about an hour-long video on how to do everything from enrolling your school to finding different organizations to speak, how to talk to the children, what we need from you in terms of reporting forms and different questionnaires. And we really ask very little of our ambassadors throughout the year other than to keep in touch and make sure that we know what's going on and that we're here to support them. Some ambassadors run one after-school club and they need very little support. Some ambassadors are in the classrooms and they're weekly giving kindness curriculum and they need a little more support. We have somebody who is called ambassador support who is there for them whenever they need it. And it's really about providing this content all year long through either an after-school program or an in-classroom curriculum. So once you become an ambassador, it is the most rewarding gift you can ever have to be able to provide this information to, whether it's 30 kids or 130 kids in your program. It's a really rewarding volunteer position. It's a volunteer position. And so did that answer your question about an ambassador?
And that I assume that training or what they do in the classroom probably evolves as times change or needs change, or are they?
Yes, that's a great question. So once you become an ambassador, you have something called an ambassador dashboard that only you can access. And we as an organization are constantly updating that dashboard with new material. There's an entire video library that you as an ambassador can access to show your students everything from a 5-minute breathing to a 15-minute relaxation to a 10-minute centering yourself to movement, mindfulness, fun, silly educational videos, and those are always being updated. So all of the tools that the ambassador needs is online, either on our website, on our dashboard, or through ambassador support. And the training is very clear about how to run this program, what needs to be done, and that we as an organization are here for you 100%. We have had 100% success rate with our ambassadors. Are really amazing, amazing people. Yes. With the schools, it's organized very well so that we are in communication with two head ambassadors at the school, and those ambassadors are responsible for taking care of all of the teachers along with principal's approval.
I mean, just that alone, Laura, right? Just getting into the school is, you know, probably when you first started, that would be pretty cumbersome, scary.
It did take us 10 years to get there, Karen.
10 years.
It did take us 10 years. And I'll tell you, I think that, you know, everything happens in the right time. Yeah. And even though I have a life coach, thank goodness, Linda Hampton is my life coach, and she has told me time and time again, Laura, take a deep breath. It all will happen when it's right. Because I was in an emergency state of save the world now, global kindness now, save the children, save the children. And you know, really, these programs, Kara, this is an anti-bullying without saying anti-bullying.
See, I was going to say that, Laura. It's because with Kindness Matters 365, you haven't even used the word bully, which is
Yes, we do not like that word.
Yeah.
So we don't say that word, but it really is. This is about avoiding, if not completely stopping, school shootings, bullying, depression, anxiety. I mean, I feel like we have the answer. We have the formula. We have the gift to give to so many people about how to navigate through life powerfully. We have so much information. So I think one of the hardest things for us as an organization is that we're not instant gratification. We are retraining the brain, or we are training the brain to really understand about how to be powerful, how to be kind, how to be empathetic, how to be compassionate. So we are training human beings for the future. There are so many wonderful foundations out there, and I know that there are because we as an organization work with most of them. And what's really great about our organization is that not only are we supporting all of the organizations in our community and beyond, but my hope is that one day, because of the education and the inspiration and the training that we're giving our children now, in the future, we won't need all of those foundations. And doing. We don't need, the animals won't be abused. We won't be killing each other. There won't be that anger and hate. So I'm really talking about a new generation of kind-minded people. And I know it will be. We have to keep going and keep spreading kindness and keep teaching and keep educating and have faith. And I've seen it already. I've already seen it in my own backyard. And I've been hearing it from years from our ambassadors, our teachers, our participants, what a difference this work is making. And that's why, really, today I'm so excited about highlighting our online kindness, because if you go to Facebook, our Kindness Matters 365 Facebook page, every Wednesday, 3:00, and see the programming that we're doing now. Now we're talking global kindness. Now we're talking everybody in their living rooms and in their kitchens and on their computers. We can all connect together, and we can still provide this kindness programming for our friends and families around the world. I'm so excited.
I kind of hear that excitement.
I am. I'm grateful and excited.
I think it keeps you up sometimes at night, Laura.
Seriously. It keeps me up at night, and it gets me jumping out of bed in the morning.
Okay, this is the day everybody's going to be kind.
Yes. Well, there's one more. There is another really great way to contribute, and that's always financially. So, you know, as much as, yes, kindness is free, we are constantly working on programming, curriculum development. We're working on updating our website and keeping our dashboard up to date with new flyers and information. So financial donations are always appreciated. The easiest way to do it is kindnessmatters365.org. Hit the donate button. That's easy. So those, you know, I always like to say to people, just be happy. Give where you can with what you have, and move on. So if it's a financial donation, fantastic. If it's becoming an ambassador, fantastic. If it's just going to our social media pages and reposting or sharing the kindness, another way to contribute. So there's lots of different ways to contribute. I'm easy to get in touch with also. I'm on the website.
Absolutely. And you were mentioning some of the many people that are helping you bring this forward and you know,
yes.
What are some of the other programs that some of your volunteers have started? We have just a couple minutes, but
okay, great. That's a great question. So we have our Nourish Kindness events, which is we meet twice a month, and we bring in different inspirational, motivational speakers to talk about navigating life and empowering you. We have our Super Kindness programs where adults go out into the community and serve and give back to all of the different foundations that are going and speaking to our programs in the schools. We have, let me see what else. We have our the Ambassador Leadership Program, which is our high school ambassadors who become leaders in their schools and run their own programs. It's amazing. And we also now we have this online programming, which is really, I'll tell you, the brilliance behind this online programming is Karen Gellin, who's our director of operations, and Julie Rios, who's our ambassador support, and Liz Ween, who does all of our office manager, our editing, Sherry Klein, who's my partner. We present the shows, but she's IT, technology, graphic design. I mean, really amazing women coming together to present this.
Right? You've got the whole the community coming together, and what a great team you have. And I just want to wish you and your team and Kindness Matters 365 just wonderful, wonderful thank yous for everything you're doing and raising up children's lives and making all of our lives better for the future. And I just stay healthy, stay safe, take care of yourself so you can take care of us. And Laura, thank you so much for this time. I know you're probably off now to another Zoom meeting, but I appreciate you sneaking us in because we need to know. And everyone out there that's listening, Kindness Matters 365. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you, Kara.
You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service of the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. And tune in again next week for the Forum for Nonprofits. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.